look up too far.
Sarah, just talk about, you know, the new season beginning here at home and thoughts on it, the strengths, weaknesses of your team, give the fans an idea of what to expect.
Okay. Well, we knew coming into this season that we were definitely going to need to compete as a team, that our offense, our defense, our pitching, we weren't going to necessarily have one superstar that everybody was going to need to contribute. We have some additional depth this year that we didn't have last year, so that part's exciting. I think every kid has an opportunity to produce on a daily basis, and so that'll be a strength for us. And then, like I said, not any one superstar, so real team approach to our competition this year.
Coach, a big weekend for your team this weekend, not necessarily record-wise, but the fact that y'all could compete that high against some great teams. What was that like?
It was great. We had a team meeting. We set our goals before we went down to Baton Rouge this last weekend, and the girls kind of had a different sense from them this year than maybe when we've had that meeting in the past, that they said they wanted to go out and kind of send a message that, hey, we're ready to compete week one. I think last year we had kind of waited till the end of our season to get all of our cylinders firing, and they wanted to come out strong at the beginning of this year and kind of say, hey, we're ready, we're not waiting around. And I thought that it was great to see them actually go out there and do that. It's one thing to say it and to say that this is what we want to do, but then to go out and do that was huge.
Talk about Jana's performance at the tournament. Really played well.
She did. We've relied on Jana's bat in our lineup for, you know, this will be the second year now that she hits in that three hole for us. And she's just a real consistent, even keel type of performer. And, you know, whether it's tough pitching or, you know, weaker pitching, she really seems to give us a constant performance there in that three hole. And that's huge. She won't always send the ball on the other side of the fence, although she can do that too. But to have somebody there that hits for that average and can move runners along, drive them in, that sort of thing, that's what we ask her at, right. That's what we ask for her to do at that position.
And of course, losing the stud on the pitching mound, is it going to be a different style, like a pitching by committee this year?
Definitely. The three that you saw start this weekend, Melanie Goff, Michelle Jones, and Aaron Kipp are our three starters that we'll look to all season long. All three of them play another position for us too, so they've got a couple of hats that they've got to wear. But I think the three in combination can be really tough.
Will this be a work in progress type of season? I mean, with a lot of you've got good returnees, but then you've got a lot of new faces. Will it kind of be a work in progress throughout the season, maybe a middle of the season development or later on?
I don't know. I thought we had a pretty good first weekend, so if that's the case, then I'm pretty happy with our work in progress. I feel that we're coming in really strong, physically strong. I think mentally in a good spot. I think this team understands their identity already. I think they know how they're going to need to win. So we have a lot of those things, a lot of those questions answered, and then challenged right off the bat too, to see, is our perception of ourselves the reality? And I think we got a pretty good, pretty clear view of that this weekend.
Talk about opening up at home tomorrow and your opponent.
Well, we play Southeastern here, and Southeastern's always a really scrappy team. They, I think, boast a, or at least I think they feel pitching is going to be an improvement for them this year. And that's going to be something that we've got to make an adjustment from what we saw this weekend, and then come in hopefully to these home games and see a continuation of that offense, and to not change our approach and hopefully get those same results offensively. It'll be great playing at home in front of our own fans. It'll be a while before we get back here at home after these games, so I'm looking forward to a great competition. They're always tough for us.
Is it tough for a team to go on the road for a month, I mean, after this game?
It's nothing new to us. We kind of have this part of our season structured this way. Everybody's playing large tournaments on the weekends, or getting a good clump of games, four or five games in on the weekend, and then a little less midweek. So for us, it's not anything new. And these kids grow up playing on different fields every single weekend, so it's not such a huge thing as what maybe it is in football and in those other sports. But for us, kind of run of the mill.
Well, comment on Caitlin Hill. She had three home runs, wasn't it?
Three home runs this weekend,
yes. Just talk about her and what she's meant already.
Well, Caitlin came on really strong for us at the end of last year, so we were excited to see her come in this fall in very similar shape, still hitting the ball, still doing a lot of the things that made her successful at the end of last year, and that carryover was good, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And we knew we've got a lot of bats in our outfield, and we knew that it was going to be tough to figure out what combination, what three get that opportunity. And Caitlin was a little bit of a last-minute decision. We were going to go a little bit different with our battery, and then we decided to put Allie Geiser behind the plate to catch, which opened up a hole in right field. And so we said, okay, give Caitlin the start, and she took advantage of it and hasn't looked back. Yeah. And sometimes that's how it works. But we knew coming in through our fall inter squads and even through our preseason inter squads that she had been hitting the ball really well for us. So no surprise there.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else for Sarah?
Thank you.
All right.
So y'all don't play at home at all?